What is it that keeps you going? Because you could at any day be like,
I could end it any day. I don't have to trade anymore.
Yeah,
I don't have to run a business.
Yeah.
Or businesses like we have. I don't have to do any of it. I can just sit back and my investments take care of itself. Because what I do is at the end of each month from trading, I reinvest it into longer term holds. I reinvest it back into the market. I diversify it into real estate for the long term to leave a legacy behind for my kids, which I'll touch into that.
Yeah.
But for me, again, it just all goes to fulfillment and service. And I think a couple of things that I would like for people to understand is if you're just chasing money, right? If you're just chasing the goal, the goal is never going to come. Mm-hmm. You have to fall in love with the process. You have to fall in love with the process because once you hit the goal, then it's like, then what?
Yeah.
Right? It's like those people that go on a diet, right? And they're like, oh, I want to lose 10 pounds. And then they lose 10 pounds.
And they gain it all back.
And then they gain it all back plus some.
Yeah.
Because they had the wrong mentality of just hitting the goal. They become so result driven.
Yeah.
Instead of the process and falling in love with the process. So I would recommend for you guys to fall in love with the process. Get up early in the morning. Go and get your workout in. Go and read books. Go and meditate. Stop watching Netflix. Stop watching TV. And that's also too why some people may not like me is because I'm in your face like that where...
You call people out.
I call people out. And I don't believe in excuses. You know, it's like,
when you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's okay to be average. It's okay to work a regular job. It's okay. If that is what you want, that is completely fine. And I'm not putting anyone down. Everybody.
Just the nurses.
Everybody.
Everybody
with love and respect.
Yeah.
But then don't complain, though. Don't complain. Life is hard. Don't complain you don't have money to go on vacation. Don't complain you can't afford gas. When, on the flip side, you are spending, when you have that time to work on yourself, you're spending it watching Netflix or watching movies or watching sports.
Yeah.
If you really want something, right? Instead of sitting there and watching Netflix at night, go and pick up a book, right? And so I think that is something that also was a differentiator for me compared to where I would have been is I saw what I needed to do. And how I started to do that is I made a roadmap. So I started off with what goals I wanted to hit within 10 to 5 years. So I started big.
Yeah.
And then I went to, okay, what do I need to do each year? What do I need to do each month? What do I need to do each week and day? Then once I had those goals, then it wasn't just about the goals. It was what habits do I need to then do to then obtain those goals? It's the habit.
What were your habits? What did you change?
My discipline.
Right off the bat. What did discipline look like to you? Waking up at 6?
Waking up at 6.
Reading.
Working out.
Okay. Because you do work out too. That's another thing that you added.
Started working out again heavy this year. Okay. And I've lost about like 35 pounds or so. But working out, spending more time with family and I'm not gonna say I'm a religious person. Like I'm not gonna get into religion, but finding my faith.
Okay.
You know, and finding that recenter. So building those good habits, right? Try not to get angry when certain things and emotions drive us, right? Try not to get emotional and trying to look at things from two different lenses,
mm-hmm.
right? And then, right, from always looking at it from the other side too, right? Not just trying to be biased.
People just talk about habits all the time and I'm like, but what was your habit? Like my habit could be scrolling on TikTok for 2 hours, yeah. You know?
So I would find myself doing those bad habits, right? Of like scrolling on thing. And then I would then add it up where it's like, damn, I just spent fucking 3 hours of my life scrolling through whatever. Like yeah. what benefit did that give me, right? And then I would find, okay, just like in business, you either make money or you reduce waste. Like that's the goal of business, to increase revenue and reduce your waste. Yeah. So then I started looking at, okay, how can I reduce some of the things that I'm doing to help make me more efficient? And how could I gain back some time to do certain things? So then it was getting up early, was making sure I wasn't drinking coffee early in the morning, because that was a bad habit for me.
Really?
Is I would always drink coffee in the morning, especially when I would trade initially.
Okay.
And it would make me jittery.
Yeah, you'd get jittery.
I remember you talk about jittery, and you know, I get anxious. So then I feel like I have to do something.
Yeah.
You know? So instead I stopped and I just replenished it with just water and then working out. And then
But you drink coffee still though, right?
I would drink coffee at like a brunch. Or like,
I'm interested in this because I've been debating on cutting coffee.
Yeah.
So now that's why I'm like personally asking you this. I'm like, wait.
Yeah. Yeah. So I stopped coffee and initially it was hard.
Yeah.
Because when I was at Amgen, like I needed that.
Coffee's like a meal.
Coffee's a meal. You know, like coffees and Snickers.
It's like driving you. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And so when I cut it out, it initially was hard, but then I started to see the positive. Just like cutting out certain foods. Like you get so involved with the bad habits, and it's really hard to be, it's a habit. It's like in you. So you got to cut some of those things out, you know? And, another kind of habit that I try to implement is, talking. And so I've always been an introvert. I've always been really shy and quiet. And so
this is gonna be one of my favorite topics he talks about. Come on, Andrew, give it to me.
Yeah, this is true. This is true.
Forcing myself when I would I would go to meetups
sometimes. Okay.
And try and networking events. And I would force myself to talk to people.
Mm-hmm.
And
why was this important to you?
Because when I was reading books, there's this book called around influence and the power of influence. And there is like these cliche sayings of it's not your net worth, it's your network.
100%.
Right? It's your network. So how can I build a network if I never talk to anyone?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And I started to learn the importance of connecting with others, because you never know, and I think this is really important, of you never know when a door is going to come back around. And when,
you never know what door you're standing in front of.
You never know what door you're standing in front of. Who may be to the side of you.
Yeah.
And so it's really important to build healthy relationships with people that you talk with, and never burning bridges, right? And then not looking, a lot of people, and I hated this as a manager when I would interview people when I was working at Amgen, and I hate this as a business owner when people are trying to work for me, is what can I do for them? No, it's what can you do for me? Right. And so when I'm trying to meet somebody and I know that there's like a certain person in the room, mm-hmm. I'm thinking of what kind of value can I bring to this person,
mm-hmm.
of anything. Right. And maybe friendship, trading. I could help that person with trading. Maybe if it's a fitness person, maybe I can help them with fitness. Right. If I was a gym person. So what type of value can I bring first? And I try to lead with that to build a relationship, right? And then maybe it just works organically. But instead of what can that person bring value to me of, right? And so how can I help that person? And then by helping that person is going to naturally want to help.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Not the other way around. And I feel like a lot of people think the other way around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We talk and it about turns that a people lot off too.
Quick.
Yeah. We talk about this all the time of like making sure everybody at your table is bringing some sort of benefit and you are included in that group. And sometimes it's just a shoulder to cry on, or it's a confidant, and that's a benefit. But it's not just constantly having someone at your table that's like, feed me, feed me, feed me, feed me.
I don't want.
Yeah. And like, I'm not bringing anything. I'm just showing up for the vibes. So I agree with that. What did it look like for you? Because being an introvert and getting out of that shell is tough. What did it look like? What was like the first step to, where'd you go?
I just got thrown in.
But did you go like a coffee shop? Did you go?
So there was, and actually this is even how the business kind of started to develop too, is there was this guy named Ty Lopez on the internet. Many of you guys know who he is. Okay. And so,
you know, no.
Sorry, Ty.
It's so Ty, he had this video on YouTube. It was an ad of here in my garage. I had a Lamborghini, right? And at the time I thought I'd wanted material, right? I'm this 24-year-old kid, you know? I thought I wanted that LA life, right? And so, but he talked about social media marketing. And what he would do with social media marketing is he would teach students how to social media market, where you would then go to small businesses and say, hey, my name's Andrew. I can market for you, right? And I'll help bring you customers, right? And then I could do this by doing Facebook ads or doing content for you or blah, 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 right? And trying to bring some value to you. And then the idea is that restaurant or that business or that small business owner would then pay you a retainer of maybe $3,000 a month or whatever. And then you go and get multiple businesses, you hire people out, and now you can bring in, some people did really well and were bringing in $30,000 a month, right? It's not that far-fetched. And so I thought, oh, this could be something good, right? Because again, this is in my little young grind. This is early 2014, right? Early 2014.
The amount of side hustles you've had is crazy.
Yeah.
You've lived many lives.
Tried to do e-commerce and drop shipping and Amazon and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, I go to this event and it's at a San Diego mansion and there's like 300 people.
How'd you find the event? Through Ty?
Through
Ty. Okay.
And so I'm like, I need to go. There could be something here. Maybe I'll meet Ty. Maybe I'll do something, right? And so when I got there, I was the oldest one there, right? There's all these young fucking kids in their 18, 19-year-olds that were like, you know, straight faking it on online. I was the only one with the like legit job, you know? And like, but some of these kids were actually crushing it. And so one of the people that I met there was just there to learn marketing tips for their business. And then, so when I went home and I was talking to Kai about it, and I tried to do the social media marketing, she was like, why don't you just do it for yourself? And I was like, whoa. So then that broke the ice. And then as I started to make money a little bit, I was like, I need to get into real estate. So then I went into real estate events. And then when I went to these real estate events are completely different because you have all the people that are trying to be bougie, right? They wear the suits, they have like the nice dress. And so here I remember showing up to this real estate event. It was in LA, it was at the Sky Bar in Mondrian.
We have another code with Book of the Month to share with you guys. I am so excited. Book of the Month is a service which you can use to find your next read. If you guys are readers like I am, I feel like that always shocks people, but I actually love to read. It's my home away from home. I don't know. They curate a short list of highly anticipated monthly selections for you to choose from, and your pick is delivered directly to your door. One of my favorite parts about Book of the Month, it is more affordable. The prices are actually much lower than other options for buying new releases, and then also shipping is free, which is cherry on top. The Book of the Month editorial team reads through hundreds of titles and picks some of the top new books, so we have an easier time of choosing what to read. But then it also means that pretty much anything you choose, you can't really go wrong with, because it's basically the best of the best of what's out there at this current time. Book of the Month is sharing a code with Human 2 readers and listeners. Hehe, no pun intended. You're going to go to bookofthemonth.com. That is bookofthemonth.com and use code PASTEL to get your first book for $5 this month. Happy reading. And then also, I always want to know what you guys are reading. So DM me on Instagram so I can see what you choose.
And everyone there looks dressed to the nines. Everyone's got up in a fucking Porsche. You know?
Oh, I'm sure.
You know, and here I am like, showing up in my...
I'm just learning how to talk today. You
know, and at the time, I was still driving my Ford Expedition.
Cute.
Yeah. Or
the gray one?
It was a Pops? It was not Pops. It was green
one. Okay. Okay. All one. Right. Matching twinsies.
Yeah, just a straight bucket, right? So
the nurses in the Ford Expeditions were coming for you today.
Yeah. So I show up and I remember being there and there's all this music and there's like people that like No Homo were like freaking gorgeous. Like everyone looks like a model and I'm just like, again, a feeling of like, I don't belong, right? And I was like, no, fuck that. Like, let me just like try and talk, right, to somebody. And then it was like this awkward, like seeing this group of like some guys and girls over here and being like, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
hey, you know? How y'all doing?
Yeah. And, I heard somebody saying something. It was related to something driven about the market, and I was already in it. And so I chimed in.
Yeah.
But when I chimed in, I didn't sound stupid.
Yeah.
It was like,
because you're confident about what you're talking about.
And I exemplify that confidence.
Yeah. And confidence is key with everything.
And confidence is key with everything. So when they heard that, and then they saw the confidence behind it, they're like, wait, what? And so they naturally invited me into the combo. And then we start talking. And then we start talking about other stuff. And then the next thing you know, I'm there for fucking 4 hours.
And you're their new best friend?
Right. And I've just made contacts with all of these different people who some of them today are people I hit up and I'm like, hey, do you have a real estate deal? Hey, I'm thinking about buying this commercial apartment, blah, blah, blah. Or I saw that you're the agent, blah, blah. And then now you just went to the top of the list to get this place where before you weren't because they're your friend.
Yeah.
And so again, it all comes down to network,
yeah,
kind of getting outside of those habits. And so what I will forcefully start to try and build talking to people, going to events like this, going just like you said, to a local coffee shop, striking a conversation. And I learned that actually started learning that from my dad. And my dad, whenever you take him somewhere, we used to go to the mall. Okay. When the mall was still.
Dads like, don't shut up.
And my mom would leave my dad at the little benches with some food. We would go into the store.
Sounds familiar.
Yeah. We would
go. Rest in peace, Mr. Bill, but he was one of those too. We would leave on the bench.
Leave him on the
bench. Just leave him on the bench with the bags. Yeah, give him the card and stay with the bags.
So no food.
100%. And so when we would come back, all of a sudden my dad would be talking to like four people.
Yeah.
And he was like, what the heck? And he's having like a good on conversation and like everyone's like, oh, bye.
Bye. They know his name. They know your name. They're like, oh, is this Andrew?
No, no.
Is it, oh, I met so much about
you. Yeah. I know your whole life.
Yeah. But that is my dad.
Yeah.
It's just a very personal. So I started taking that in for me of like trying to be personable with people that I meet. And then even now today for the group, I do meetups with the members. Mm-hmm. And so it's a little different though, because they already know me from a social presence. Oh, so.
But you're getting to know them because you don't know them.
Yeah.
And then it makes it really cool. So again, just what are things that I can do to build the right habits to then help me on whatever it is my mission is, right? And if my mission is I want to help more people, well, then I need to be able to talk to people. And it's not just certain people, right?
It's anybody.
It's anybody. Yeah. I need to be able to talk to whatever race you are, whatever religion you are, whatever economic status you are, right? Whatever, I don't look at, when I look at people, I don't judge people off of the color of their skin, how much money they make or anything. I judge them by their character, right? And I can really quickly tell, and I used to do this when I was at Amgen. I used to tell people, you have like 15 seconds to tell me why you got this job. Because I could see bullshit right away. I don't really care about your resume. I already saw your resume. But why you? Specifically you. What do you have to offer? Right? And people are like, oh, okay, I'll freeze up. Right?
Yeah.
But I can see that in a person. When I talk to people, I can call BS right away. And so I don't judge by color skin or anything. I just, who are you as a person? If you're a good person and you have that good energy, I'm going to give you that good energy back and we're going to vibe. But as soon as I detect my radar, my spider senses go off, it's like,
I think,
so good habits.
Okay. Going back from, so in your shoes today, if you were to go look back at 19-year-old you.
Oh, my God.
What is something you would want to tell him?
Well, hey, that's deep. I wouldn't give him any tips.
Really? You would want him to live it every way he did?
I would want him to live it every way he did and every way possible. And I would tell him, the only things that I would tell him is that it's going to be okay. That struggle is necessary. And you're going to be just fine. Because through struggle is going to come success. And with that, with all the people that you're going to meet, all the lessons that you're going to learn are going to shape you into one day doing something great for others. And that is what I'm doing today. If all the lessons, all the people that have come in my life, all the struggles have made me me, and I wouldn't change any of it. It's so important. And this, the lessons that I give my kids and trying to help them, you know? So I'll just say, hey, you're going to be fine, dude. You're going to be fine. And anybody else that is struggling, right? Understand that you are going to have people that doubt you. You're going to have people that try and bring you down. You're going to have people that don't believe in you. You may even have family that don't believe in you and push against you. But as long as you believe in yourself, as long as right before you go to bed, you look yourself in the mirror and you say, did I do enough? Am I worth it? And you trust that you're going to get there, even though it feels like you're not going to get there. As long as you keep pushing, as long as you keep falling in love with the process, as long as you keep showing up, eventually one day you will. And all it takes is just one opportunity, one person, one moment, and it could change the complete outlook of your entire life.
I cried. I love that. Thank you for sharing that.
You guys all cried? I'm like, uh-oh.
But I really do. I think that's, I keep saying powerful today, but I really, really believe in that. And so many people are like, this life sucks, or like, this moment sucks. And even just Raphael and I look back and we're like, damn, that was so hard to go through. But in the shoes today and sitting on this couch today, we're like, I wouldn't change it. Because it changed, it would change the mindset. It would change the appreciation. It would change the hard work, the dedication. There's so many things that it would alter. Another thing that I wanted to ask you, as a father of what you've gone through, what's something that you instill in the boys? Because he has three boys. What's something that you instill in them?
Character, right? The best compliment I think a parent can get is your kids are well-mannered, and your kids, you have a good kid, right? Of like, you could tell their character, mm-hmm. right? So since day one, it's always been who they represent, right? And what they represent. And to me, it's your name. And so for me, you don't get buried with material. I'm not going to get buried with this house. I'm not going to get buried with my watches or cars or whatever. The only thing that's going to live on is how people speak of my name. That's the only thing, is your name. Your name is the most important thing on this earth, and specifically your last name, because your last name is what gets carried on, because that's your legacy, right? Like the Jobs. When you think of Steve Jobs, right, that name hits. When you think of certain Kennedys, that name hits. Certain legacy names, right? So I'm trying to build a legacy for the Diaz family. And I think every person in their family, there's one person that breaks the generational curse. There is one person that breaks that generational curse. My family has always been blue collar for their entire thing. My brother works at Amgen, or worked at Amgen. Now he works at another company. My sister works at Amgen.
Yep.
I was the first to do it. Right? We're the first in our family to get a 4-year university, right? I'm the first in my entire family to start a business, an 8-figure business at that, right? The first to have 8 figures to my name, right? And so I'm breaking that curse. And now it's my job to then teach my kids to not fuck it up. To carry it off, right? And that's this whole concept around generational wealth. And it's not just a wealth of money leaving behind for my kids. Yeah. It's also a wealth of lessons and knowledge that I'm leaving behind to them. And kids learn from what you talk and say, but they learn through your actions.
Yeah.
Even more. And so Tay's seen it all. Like me and Tay, like...
Does he remember a lot? Uncle Ford?
Maybe. We could ask him, but, yeah. You know... That'd
be intriguing.
You know, but that's my dog. Because this is like... We started in the mud together. We had
he's a plus my dog.
As much as I raised him to be a man, he raised
100%.
He helped you.
Yeah.
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 He helped me grow just as much. And I love him so much. You know, so I don't ever want him to feel I want him to struggle. There's necessary struggle. But I don't ever want him to worry.
Yeah.
There's a difference. Yeah. There is a complete difference. It's necessary to struggle, because through your struggles, you're going to have success. But I don't ever want him to worry.
Yeah.
And those are two completely different things, right? Or I would have to worry sometimes, even though my family helped me, where am I going to eat today, or am I going to fill up my gas tank today? I don't want him to worry about that. Mm-hmm. I want him to worry about what college am I going to go to?
Yeah.
What am I going to go to practice today? Yeah. Right? Now, you're going to struggle at practice, right? Yeah. But it's different. And so I'm trying to teach him, now that he's 14, the importance of being your own person, number one, because it's so crazy here on social media where you get so thrown in of, I need to get likes and clicks, and that's going to tell me the validation. Yeah. I don't need that.
Yeah.
I need to teach him about these girls that are out there that are doing crazy shit, right? What it means to actually be a good man, right? I think a good man is somebody that can provide for his family, protect his family, and stands on good morals and integrity, right? And helps others. Everything else is secondary. So as long as he has that foundation, I know he's going to be fine and know what it means to never give up, right? As if I can teach him those things, I feel like I'm a success. And that's how I measure success is how do my kids, if you talk to my kids and ask them about me, how do they speak of me? When you talk to my wife, how does she speak of me?
Don't ask Tay right now because all he says is I can dunk on him. Give him a couple years, okay?
We should probably can. It's teaching them the soft skills, but then teaching them the hard skills of learning all the stuff I learned about business, learning all the stuff I learned about trading, learning about money. And then for me, it's about leaving them stuff that they can then manage. So maybe they don't want to do trading. Maybe they don't want to run a trading business. Maybe they don't want to run any of the other businesses that I have. But maybe I leave behind them property, right? That then takes care of stuff or leaves them stuff. So then they don't have to worry financially and they could focus on other things and they know how to manage it. So that is my lessons that I'm trying to teach them is being good men and being able to carry on the stuff that we started. So then their kids can enjoy and their kids can enjoy. And every time we go to places and do things, I tell them it's because of the work that has been put into it, right? It's like, hey, we have a beautiful view. We went to New York at times in Manhattan and the ball drop was right in front of us and we were in the hotel room. Like, so we were in down yeah. there with the comic book. But we were down there in the cold. You were in a nice private
hotel. Yeah. Which is crazy to be in Times Square right there.
Yeah.
Literally.
Thousands of dollars.
Yeah. Right? People wear diapers to pee. Yeah. So that I'm like.
I'm sitting there with champagne.
Yeah. In my warm little room.
Right. And when we go to Miami or wherever, and every winter we go to a beautiful cabin and enjoy Christmas in the snow. Yeah. And I'm like, this is all great. This is stuff you want to give your family. But this is what you got to do for it.
It came at a cost.
And if you want this for your kids, which I want you to have for your kids, this is what you got to do. And so I'm really hard on my kids too. You know, I'm not soft. I'm a total alpha male when it comes to being a male, right? I protect, provide, all that stuff. So and here it's non-negotiable.
And he said, whoop ass on top of it.
Yeah. It's non-negotiable. You have to be able to defend yourself. You have to be able to provide for yourself. And so with Tay now, he's 14. He's learning all of these different things. With my six-year-old, I still allow him to be a kid.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm not as hard on him. But as Tay, I have this saying, like, it's great that women help raise kids. But at some point, boys specifically need a male role model.
Yeah.
They need a coach if they don't have a father. But if they have a father, that father needs to step the fuck up and teach them what it means to be a man, because only a man can raise a boy to become a man. And so I'm trying to teach my kids how to be men.
I love that.
Jenna?
I love that. I had a question and I'm brain. Do you have anything?
Man, I've heard your story, obviously, because this is one of my best friends. But
I didn't know a lot of this.
I was about to say, there's a lot of like missed parts and it's like filled in of like what I didn't know on the back end.
Yeah.
Or like what was going on. And same with me when we talk. It's just like so much substance. And
yeah. I've gotten all the secondhand stories of all the guys.
Right. Here you go, baby.
Here you go. Okay. I wanted to ask you, you talked about being the black sheep. And that's something I've been experiencing. But then when I started sharing it more and more online, I was getting a lot of people saying the same thing. And even just speaking to me personally, but also those listeners too, of like, being the black sheep and doing something different is fine with other people, but when it's your own family and you spoke of like disappointing your mom, what was that like? Like, where did that perseverance stem from for you to be like, you know what? I believe in myself to keep going. But what did that look like?
For me, it was more like ego.
Okay.
Whereas like, I want to prove you wrong.
Okay.
And I'm not bashing my mom. My mom is amazing. I love my mom. I took them with us to New York. And I take them with us to the cabin, and like she comes out here to the house all the time, like super proud of me.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So I love my mom, but she challenged me.
Yeah,
Yeah. I challenged her respectfully. So as a I didn't just go with the norm.
Yeah.
Talked back.
Yeah.
And so I remember specifically I had written these goals, going back to these goals, and one of those goals was I would be a millionaire by the age of 35.
Right.
Good for you.
You know, I'm
manifestation's real, man.
26.
Yeah.
You know, and I remember when I put that goal, she was like, "Why are you putting that goal? Is that going to make you happy?" And I was like, "It might."
Right.
And then, but
I'm going to see.
I'm going to see. But then I remember the response was, "Well, I'm not a millionaire. So what makes you think you're going to be one?" And my response, which was a horrible response, was, "I'm not you."
Okay.
Right.
Yeah, that would burn.
That would burn.
Yeah, that would burn.
That would burn.
You know, and it was very disrespectful, you know. But I remember feeling confident of that, though, of like, I'm not you. I'm a product of you, but I'm my own person. And I'm okay to go on the path that hasn't been done before. But I just believed in myself. And I would listen to that Eric Thomas tape all the time. Of how bad you want to breathe. And to paraphrase that just real quick, it talks about this guy wants to learn how to be successful. So he takes him out into the ocean. He puts his head underwater. The guy gets up and he's like, "What the hell? And
what is this about?
What is this about?" And he's like,
"Hey, listen to that.
I did the same thing. And I didn't even know we were doing it at the same time."
Yeah. And he's like, "In that moment that I was drowning in you, what were you thinking about? I just wanted to breathe." So he wasn't focused on his kids. He wasn't focused on anything. He just wanted to breathe. Yeah. Right. And so he's like, if you can treat everything in life as if you just wanted to breathe, you will be successful. Essentially saying, put everything in your life and give it your all, right? Mm-hmm. And full focus. Don't get distracted and whatever. So that's what I would listen to this and cry every night and do it. But I just knew that I had to go this route. I just had to, because I saw what the alternative was.
Yeah.
And I had been living in the alternative.
Yeah.
I had seen the alternative. I had been around it. So I didn't want that for me.
Raphael and I talk about that a lot too, of like, we know what it's felt to sit in that and not want to feel like that again. Yeah. And I feel like a lot of people are like, "Well, how did you get here?" And I'm like, because I've been there, mm-hmm. and I just don't want to be there again. Yeah. And I don't know. I just woke up one day and made a different choice, changed a habit or something along those lines.
Mm-hmm. There's a book for that. Yeah. Go ahead. Drop the title.
Atomic Habits.
I was going to ask you, anything on your socials, like a highlight of like all the books that you really highly recommend or anything along those
lines? That would be awesome.
I can give it to you. So okay. if you guys want it, right, you just send a comment that you want the books. But I will give you, I have a list. Again, I read about 2 books a week, but I'll give you a list of 100 books.
Okay. I'll
give you the first.
Give us books. Like, yeah, the like your 10. Top.
The top 10.
You would like put in the grave with you of like, yeah. I want to take these to the grave.
Yeah, it's like these initial 10 was changing.
And then any podcasts or anything that you listen to, a couple of those too, if there's anything that you have. Okay, so I'm going to get that list from him, and I'll make sure we get that out to you guys.
I just feel that. Like sometimes you got to verify some stuff, everybody. We got a book club, okay?
You do?
Well, I don't have a book club. Andrew has a book club. Well,
do you really?
Friends. Well, yeah, we have one, right? What kind of...
I'm learning a lot today.
No, the Atomic Habits. Hold on, let me finish real quick, everybody. You got to hear this. The guy says, "All right, everybody, boom, our first week, 30 to like 50 pages on the first week." Week goes by, 7 days. We go to the meeting.
One person read.
Yeah, one person read officially.
Who was it?
We're not going to go on names. Hold on, just let me finish. No. Oh, no. One person read, and Andrew finished the entire book.
Yeah.
He just laughed. Yeah. Yep.
There are so many stories, guys. I just said.
How many pages did you read?
Something happened. I only had like 25 pages or something. Uh-huh. I didn't have many. It's but the next like one, seven. He amps it. No. So then week two comes, and now it's been moved to like 100 or something pages. I was like, okay, damn, I got to get with it. I got to actually amp it up. And so I was able to, I was good. I was fine. But he had already finished the book. So like, he's not playing, guys. Yeah. He's not joking.
Yeah.
This is someone with knowledge.
On a realistic level, so Raphael has taken the course, and you've done all that fun stuff, but Raphael
Absolutely.
What is the word for you? There's a lot of words for you.
Oh, be nice.
But, amazing. Thank you, brother. Yes. Love you.
See,
hardworking, Capricorn, hustler, grind.
Raphael has a issue. I feel like he took, 2 full years to go through that course.
Yeah.
What's an actual realistic timeline, not a rough filter?
Things have changed
too. Things have changed out too, though.
She don't know that. It's okay.
Okay.
Because 2 years is extensive.
It's extensive. Yes. So to answer the question, okay, of how long it should take somebody from going from knowing nothing to then being able to trade with me to then start making money is about within a 3 month window. Within the first, I use this concept, crawl, walk, jog, run. And so with everything in life, I try and fine tune certain things, right? And so the course has evolved and changed. Absolutely. Over every single year. I try and make a new course to fine tune and trim the fat and just get to the point and make it so that anybody can understand. I teach my 14-year-old, right? And so when I'm making this course, I'm making it to articulate as if I'm talking to a bunch of kids.
They do say every teacher needs to teach at a third grade level, right, for everything, yeah, even management. Like I was told that in managing, that teach every single person that comes through the store at a third grade level.
Yeah.
Yep.
And that's crazy to think that's the retention for people.
Yeah. And so when I teach, I try to dumb it down as much as possible and make it as simple as possible. And so I refined it in a way where I can teach you. And when I do my boot camps, I do in-person boot camps. I teach it in 2 days. Now, granted, they're 2 8-hour days, so it's 16 hours, right, of learning. So I can teach you within a 16-hour, and I say a month because normally people have work or whatever, their own dedication, right? But if you go through the course, you could get it done in a week, right, if you were truly dedicated. To understand the material, it may take you another week or two.
Of watching
and really dissecting it, right? So that's why I said about a month. And then when it comes to trading, again, it's also been refining and retuning. One of the things as a mentor and as somebody that cares for people is I want to lower people's overhead, right? And understanding. So there are people that trade in the market and they lose hundreds to thousands of their own money.
Which is crazy. Yeah.
Right? Because they're trying to figure it out on themselves, right? They're trying to just do it their own self. I have this saying of the market's going to take a tuition. You're either going to pay somebody to teach you and lower your learning curve, or you're going to try to figure it out in the market, and the market's going to take your money as tuition for doing stupid ass mistakes.
Okay.
Right? So why not learn from somebody that's already been through it?
Yeah.
Right? And so the problem is I have no control of how that person trades, right? So I can teach them all the right things to do. Yeah. It's like the saying goes, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't.
You can teach someone how to drive, and as soon as you give them the keys, you're like, all right, good luck. If you get a ticket, it's on you, not me.
Yeah, exactly, right? So I can't control that. But it goes back to that word I said, mitigate risk, right? And so I started thinking, how can I mitigate risk for people and then also give them opportunities? Because, like we were talking about earlier, some people don't have $1,000 to put into the market.
Yeah.
Some people don't have $5,000 to put into market.
Yeah.
So then they feel like they can't do it. But we partnered with a company. I'll keep that company private just because of branding and blah, blah, blah. But that company that we partner with, they are what is called a prop firm. And what that prop firm does is you could pay $50 a month and you get access to $50,000 of control. Not ownership, but control. It's like borrowing, right? Or you pay $100 a month and you get access to $100,000 of control. This is huge. Because, again, most people will never have $50,000 to play within the market. Now, there's caveats. You have to pass their test. But I teach you how to pass their test. Once you pass their test, you become what is called a funded trader. When you become a funded trader, now you no longer have to pay that monthly fee. And now any money you make is at a 90-10 split with that firm. So, example, say you make $10,000. $9,000 is yours. The $1,000 goes to the firm. And how they make money is, number one, when people lose, they have to re-sign up again for that membership. So they make money that way. They also make money when you are successful and you know what you're doing. They make money on the percentage of your returns, right? So it's almost like you're a trader for them, you know? And so the firm gets bigger. They get a little percentage and it all works. Everybody wins. And then for me, for my customers, for my clients, it is very helpful because, again, it's money they may have never had before.
Yeah, 50 grand's a lot.
50 grand, 100 grand, and it goes all the way up to 150. And then two, in the event they fuck up while they're trying to learn, they're not responsible for losses. The only thing that they're responsible for is that monthly membership they signed up for, which was either $50 a month or $100.
So if I pay I give them $100 in a month, they'll give me $100,000 to trade.
$100,000 once you pass the test.
Right. Say if I lose that $100,000.
They don't let you do that. They cap it.
Okay.
Yeah.
They will cap
it. At like $10,000.
They cap it at a $3,000 loss. So if it goes from $100 to $97, they kick you out and you have to go back to practice again.
Okay.
Okay.
Both. Crazy. What a genius, genius business, though.
It's amazing business because there's two hurdles to the market. Number one is education, which I provide.
Yes.
I provide tons and tons of education to help all people. Two is having the finance.
The money.
And now we just solved that problem. Yeah.
This is new, right? This is pretty new.
And you talk about this on your social media?
I talk about this on my social media. I talk about this in my program. So like if you guys want more info.
Yes. And I want it, and I'm glad you brought that up. I'm all about boosting. Okay, so Stock Market Wolf is the Instagram.
Is my Instagram.
You can also find him
through. It has a blue check mark.
He's through Raphael's in my page. I do want to touch on that.
Say that one more time. Blue check.
It has a blue check mark.
Yes.
Don't get fooled.
Because there are a good amount of pages that will, just any finance page, any giveaway page, anything along those lines, people always trying to spam you.
It's verified.
Raphael and I do follow that. So if you want to find him through one of our pages, then you're guaranteed to make sure you find the right account. And exactly like we said, it's a check mark.
So, and then the website, my name is Stock Market Wolf. The website is also Stock Market Wolf. It's not options, whatever, right? Because there's all the fake scammers send you to this random website. So my Instagram is Stock Market Wolf, spelled exactly how I just said it, right? And then my website is stockmarketwolf.com. It'll be all in the description and at the cap.
And he won't DM you.
And I won't DM you to trade for you. I don't ask people for money. I'll do all my business through my website. But what you get.
Isn't he so cool?
When you sign up for the website, is there's three tiers. The first tier is you can either pay a fee monthly to trade with me throughout the week, Monday through Friday. The second tier is you could trade with me throughout the week, plus get my education, which it's about 30 hours of video content that takes you from A through Z. Or it's 30 hours total, but the main course is like 3 hours long. So, but I give you all my courses that I made throughout the entire year, so you could go back and watch them. And then the third tier are my in-person boot camps. And so the benefit of that is going back to what I was talking about, your network. Right. I've done one in Miami. There were 60 people there.
I was going to say, how often do you hold these?
We're starting to do them more frequently. We're starting to do them monthly. Before I was doing them like every other month or every 3 months or quarterly. But now we're doing them just about every month. So then those in-person boot camps, I did some in Miami where number one, when I went to Miami, I got the key to the city from the mayor.
Cute. What the heck?
Cute. No, that's
like cute. Cute?
He's like, cute.
Yeah.
The key to the city from Coral Gables, which is like the Beverly Hills of Miami.
That's so dope. So
sick. Next to him was like the chief of surgery. Okay. Next to him was a guy that owned $100 million in real estate. And like in the audience, there were 60 people. 50 of them were multimillionaires that over business owners. And so like it's this network of people now that you're meeting. I even had people from my boot camps that have got married or they met each other through that. And so it's this really cool, powerful thing of like going to those boot camps. So again, you could do tier one is live trading Monday through Friday. Tier two is live trading plus education. Tier three are these in-person events.
Okay.
And so
these are all the things I offer.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
All the single ladies. If you want to marry a rich man.
Yeah. And my wife is going to start to do it too. In terms of teaching people, because I get for women that there's still intimidation, right?
Yeah.
And I'm trying to bridge that gap as much as possible through my teachings. And it's been working a lot, especially on the online stuff. And on my in-person boot camps, there's some that come out. So like I just did one in January. We had 60 people for that one as well, but about 6 of them were women. Okay. So it was a smaller percentage.
Yeah.
But on my online course, there's a lot of women.
There's a lot of women in my group. Yeah, yeah, for sure.
But so then that's telling me some are hesitant to come in person because they know it's mainly males, right? And so may feel that way. So my wife.
Wait, we should do an event together.
Yeah. So my wife and maybe us, we could do something where we do an only exclusive female boot camp.
crazy. That would be so fun.
And try and help women. And people are like, why do you want to help women? No, well, number one,
how do you want to help women? They suck.
But I get that question, which is weird. It's like a random question to me. But it, again, doesn't matter your race, your gender, or whatever, yeah, right? But specifically with women, or even males, right? I have a very soft spot for single parents.
Yeah.
And I have a soft spot for stay-at-home parents. And in society, I mean, there's a lot of women that are stay-at-home parents, or they're single moms, or they're single dads. And some of these single moms or stay-at-home moms just need something to feel like they're contributing, right? But they, again, they don't know where to go to, or they don't want to seek for help. And so then they see somebody like me try and help, and they feel comfortable online. But then there's so much value they can get from in person and have that whole empowerment, right? And so, and there's very successful women. And so it's just bringing that out of them. And what I'm trying to do is show people that the market isn't just some guy in a white collar shirt with glasses sitting behind a desk,
yeah,
right?
Give me your money.
Yeah. The market is all of us.
Yeah.
The market is all races, all genders, all backgrounds. It doesn't matter anymore. And that is what I'm trying to show in my program, is that we are the market. We are the drivers, and anybody can do it, so long as you're willing to put the work in necessary to do so.
I just love you. I love that you had this conversation. And I also, I really just believe in vulnerability and the trust. And I think it's so important. Like, we've talked about you on our socials before, but we can tag you all day long. And they're like, but we want to know him. Like, who is he?
Absolutely.
So I really hope that this helped a lot of people just understand who you are, because also buying into you is scary. I mean, any time you sign up for an employer, even, you're like, I'm buying into your business. Like, I want to trust in you. I want to work for you, but I want to be proud to work for you and be part of you. So I'm excited that we did this and we're able to talk about a lot of this.
Yeah. Thank you, guys.
Yeah. Thank you.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. So Stock Market Wolf, again, through on Instagram, tons of programs. He's got it linked in his bio. And then also, if you have any comments, questions, shoot them our way so we can know. We're going to get the book rec links. What are some other questions we had? I definitely want to see how many females are out there that are interested in this for my platform, because I feel like if we knew how many of you guys were intrigued or interested and had more questions, we can definitely do a lot more behind the scenes as a group of friends.
Touching on that, right, going specifically with women, specifically the young women online, they're struggling, right? There's a lot of people, just in general, there's a lot of people struggling, right? And so some of these women are reverting to doing what? OnlyFans, right? Mm-hmm. Or they're trying to feel like their only value to try and make a quick buck is to sell themselves online. Where here is something that is, if I learn how to do the market, like, you don't need to sell yourself. Mm-hmm. And for parents or anybody that's struggling, it's like, again, it goes all back to that time thing where it's like, if I can make a couple of $100 a month that pays for mortgage, that can help pay for groceries, that can help maybe take us on a vacation. And then for some people, it's like, it prevents me from selling myself.
Yeah.
You know, so there's a lot of power in the market, and there's just this feeling of scaredness because you don't know what you don't know.
Yeah.
So when you don't know something, there's this immediate fear, or you have this pre-idea of it because of all the info that other
people say. Or a stigma around something.
Yeah, stigma around.
Absolutely.
And everybody has somebody that lost a shit ton of money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it is terrifying.
And that's what they run off of.
Yeah.
And when you hear losing $100,000, nobody has $100,000 to lose. I don't care if you're a billionaire. You still don't want to lose $100,000. Nope. That's why people are putting tax money elsewhere, because nobody wants to pay it to the government, much less do they just want to shit it away in the market.
Yeah.
But that's why, just like you said, it's like, it's very important to invest in a teacher. Instead of just trying. Yeah.
The right teacher. The right teacher.
Just like it's important to have the right woman. Right.
I have been seeing Seed Symbiotic DS01 everywhere, and I figured it was time to try it out because you guys know I love anything and everything gut health. Gut health does not just affect your digestive system. I don't think people understand how much it affects like your overall health, and not only that, but like your skin, your readiness for the day. I just love when my gut is in line, I'm in line. When I'm in line, life is in line. So Seed is sharing a code with Human 2 listeners, and I'm super excited for you guys to try them out. You are going to get 25% off to see if you like them just as much as I do. Trust your gut with Seeds DS01 Daily Symbiotic. Go to seed.com/human2, that's all one word, and use code 25human2 to get 25% off your first month. So that's 25human2, all one word. That's 25% off your first month of Seeds DS01 Daily Symbiotic at seed.com/human2 with code 25human2.
Having the right partner by your side can completely change your trajectory of life too. The right relationships, right?
Absolutely.
Like you could have a woman that completely derails you.
Yeah.
You could have a man that completely derails you and doesn't know your worth, right? Yeah. And so having the right partner, having the right mentors and being surrounded by the right people is that thing that can completely change your life. And that's what I was going back to earlier, is sometimes that is what some of you, all you may need is just that right person in your life that's just going to guide you. And then that helps you change.
Yeah. And these two talk about that a lot. And I have always said that obviously you changed my life, but you changed so much of that by just, like, my life was fine, but it was like, it changed. And you didn't do anything but just be you. So I think that is such a powerful thing too, to talk on. It could just be a friend. Yep. It could just be you finally started hanging out with your aunt that you haven't had in a long time and she changed your life. Like, it really does start by your circle. And you guys talk about that all the time, of like making sure your circle is very solid. And again, bringing something to the table. There's so many people that sit at a table and they cook for everybody and everybody just shows up, they eat, they leave, and they don't even help clean up. And you guys are all very big in that. If everyone brings their own dish, you help clean. You chat after, you build the bond with the kids and all that. So I really do believe in that too. So
did you have any other questions?
We can pause.
I wanted to ask quick, what's your favorite kind of investment? Because you said there's investing, trading, real estate's an investment. Mm-hmm. What's your favorite to do personally?
So long term.
Yeah. What's estate, like, do you want to just put it in and watch it grow? Do you want to do the day trade? Do you want to buy a house? Like, what's your favorite specifically?
I think it's all passive investments. So I want to invest in assets that will produce passive income. I'm not going to get into the education here on money, but there's a difference between assets and liability, right? Mm-hmm. Liabilities are things that takes money from you.
Okay.
Assets are things that give you money, right? So I want to invest in things that will produce money for me, but at the expense of not my time.
Yeah.
So what I have learned after making X amount of dollars, after thinking a million was going to make me happy, is that money is just a tool. And it's a tool to buy back my time. Mm-hmm. And time is my freedom. Freedom to do whatever I want, whenever I want, with whoever I want. Right? It's complete freedomness. I'm not bound to a 9-to-5. I don't have to go and ask the boss, hey, can I take 2 weeks off to be with my family?
Yeah.
Like, why do I have to ask another man that to have time with my family? You know, like that.
That's crazy. Sense, that's right? Crazy. Yeah. Yeah.
And so, freedom, right? And be with my kids. And that's how I look at it. So how can I go from having earned income? I have to replace time with money. I have to go in and clock in and I get time and I get money. So I exchange my time for money. That's earned income. Passive income is that money is just going to come with me regardless of my time input. So I like investing in things that produce me passive income. So even when I'm sleeping, I make money. There's this quote by Warren Buffett that says, if you don't find a way to make money while you sleep, you will work till you die. You will work forever, right? And so real estate can do that for you, of having rentals. And ideally, you don't want to just have one single family home or a condo. You want to have like multiple doors is the key. Right. Also, something that I learned from Grant Cardone and other real estate books that I read is having multiple doors like that.
And when you say that fourplex, what do you mean?
Fourplex, like triplex,
duplexes. Okay.
Use stuff like that. We could get in. That could be a whole.
For sure.
Yeah.
Real estate's important. Businesses that you can essentially maybe automate or somewhat semi-automate, or you can hire employees to take over it, right? And you build a team around it, right? So it can be a business that does require time. But there's this book, it's called The 4-Hour Work Week. Again, a book, right? Where it's like, how can I have
got a lot of reading to do.
How can I have 4 hours of just a week in a week to just, right? That's little.
Yeah.
So how can I make that happen? And it goes back to the 10X rule by Grant Cardone, is having more systems in place. And how, and more systems in place is, or employees or software or certain things, and making it optimal. So then I can remove myself from the businesses or what is requiring time and put good people in here. But that's really hard to do. But then that all goes back. I always get excited about this, but then that goes back to networking and being able to talk with people and influence people and help drive people and motivate people, right? To then meet your business objectives. And then now when that business is working for you without you having to go to it, now that in a certain sense is passive to you at least.
Yeah.
Right. Real estate, passive to you. And then the stock market. I had bought NVIDIA at an average price of $50 a share. Right now it was trading at $900. It's a 1700% return, where let's say you put in $100,000, that means you just made $1.7 million, you know? And what did it cost? Just spending a little bit of fractional time investing, and then you pay out. There's also dividend stocks where every single month they pay you. And so there's a lot of other things out there. There's even like doing peer-to-peer lending and having interest being paid to you. You know, there's a bunch.
He teaches all of this, you guys.
Yeah.
He has all of this. And you are very active on your social media as well.
I'm very active on social media. The main thing that I teach people is how to trade in the market, because I feel like trading in the market's that catalyst to, again, with a little amount of time, I can make a lot of money. I had this one guy, his name is Yvan. Yvan did the trading account challenge. He did $100, which gave him $100,000. He passed the test, so then he got $100,000 in real money. His first month, he made $42,000.
Good for him.
$42,000 in 1 month.
That's crazy.
That was someone's salary in 1 month. My good friend Jay, who we started with, last year he made $263,000. A quarter million. He made a doctor salary in a year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, in a year. But I start there. Then I teach you the other stuff, right? Of like, okay, now that you have this little nugget, how do we protect it?
Yeah.
And I look at every single dollar as a soldier.
Aww.
Right? Every single, they're just little guys, but they're part of my army. I need to make sure that they come home. I need to make sure they come home safe. And I need to make sure they go and do the work that I need them to do. Right? And so they go and do work.
I'm never going to look at a dollar.
The dollar is the same, right?
I was like, oh.
Or like when you save them, when you go and spend it, it's like, oh, I gave away a soldier, you know?
Yeah.
It's planning, right? You know, so anyway. Yeah, that
was actually really cute.
Yeah, that's how it all
goes. I love it. How do you feel?
I feel good.
Yeah? Awesome. I feel good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I hope you guys all enjoyed.
Thank you. Thank you for being here, as always. Shoot us any questions. Follow Andrew on Stock Market Wolf, and then again, anything you need is going to be on his page, and then we'll see you next week.
Thank you guys.
Later.
Later, guys.
Bye.